Okay, here's how we could get universal healthcare by 2031.
Okay, two things in this video. One, a strategy has emerged. Two, I want to show you actual screenshots of a platform that we could build together. So there is a court case coming up. J.D. Vance is involved, fun fact, which means Peter Thiel is involved. You can pause to read this or go do your own research, but the point is, this is going to take Citizens United and pour gasoline on the fire, and we should assume that it's going to be passed. What it effectively does is allow PACs, like, you know, the big, bad, horrible PACs that we always read about, to actually coordinate with their candidates. Now, this probably happens behind closed doors, allegedly, but this lawsuit would actually formalize it, and it gave me an idea. Because I'll be honest, the stitch that I'm making, I have been completely stuck on how to actually build digital infrastructure that would allow us to win elections. It's 1 a.m. when I'm recording this. The strategy that I have, this is a list of all of the times since 2010 that our ability to vote has been threatened or curtailed or gerrymandered away or, you know, subverted by Republicans. And like we live basically now in a captured electorate, like a government where the minority is ruling. And this gave me the idea that we just need to fucking hack elections. And I'm not saying like we need to go and like steal ballot boxes and shit. I mean, we need to hack how we elect candidates in this country. Right now, moneyed interests exclusively control the game. And with that Supreme Court case, if it passes, we'll be even more behind the curve. So, part two of the video is, I want to show you what I've cooked up. I want you to, like, this is called a UX prototype. It is literally just to prove out a concept. So I want you to imagine that you land on this app and that you get to build My Issues. And if you want free childcare, it's going to automatically connect you with candidates on the platform that support, like, what free childcare, right? So from the candidates page, you'll be able to very easily see their platform. This was like a common complaint of people in the last election cycle, right? They were like, well, what's your platform? What's your platform? Here, no more guessing, right? There's also gonna be a Q&A section, right? So that you can actually directly ask the candidate, and we're gonna gate it with a $1 or more donation so that it's not just full of like spam and hate. And then finally, we're gonna build like a little timeline feature so that you know when you're supposed to show up where to actually vote for this person if you fall in love with them. Because guess what, folks? We grew up on parasocial relationships on social media, so why don't we have the same infrastructure for voting? This is what I got. Thank you for coming to my little 1 a.m. presentation. Please keep me posted in the comments if you think this is good, if I should keep going, or if I should pivot. I have asked AI to pull up all sorts of different user stories and features. We could kind of like read through them really quick if you want, I guess. Like, we need an issue quiz, right? So that you tell the platform what you care about. You should tell it where you live, but not from like giving your privacy away from like your zip code, so that we can actually understand where you are. And then I want to pull in education modules because that is like so important, right? Of like, why don't we actually have free healthcare yet? So that you can actually use that as motivation to vote. We need to do candidate discovery. We need to do some funding, right? We need to understand if this court case is actually going to pass or not, because ideally I think this platform would be run as a PAC. We should definitely have like split donations, right? So I could totally envision a scenario where we're gonna put ads on this thing because like I don't do shit for free anymore. I've learned that lesson. We will run ads on this platform, but you could become a subscriber for some dollar amount per month. No ads, and split the donation with the candidates. The other thing is we went, build in a parasocial layer. So like stories, Q&A behind the scenes, like treat it like a little dedicated social network, because somebody pointed out that TikTok's like platform guidelines are changing in the next 30 days. And so talking about elections as a small candidate is going to get really hard. So if we have a dedicated place on the internet for this, that would probably be good anyway, because TikTok isn't activism. I say that all the time. Anyway, some other issues, other features rather, we got community, we got like the admin, which I'm calling like transparency, right? Like I think that it should be really easy to understand what people care about, where you live. transparency works both ways, right? If a bunch, if like 50,000 people join this platform and they all in Colorado 1 or whatever district say that this is our top issue, it would be easier for already elected officials to keep their seat by doing what we want, because that is also a win. We need to get people-powered candidates into office, and we need to bend the will of politicians that are already there to do what we fucking want, right? There's a two-pronged approach that's very strategic. I know that won't be very popular. We should vote everybody out, blah, 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 pitchforks. But strategy is how you actually win. So thank you for coming to my TED Talk. Wow, this went long. See you in the comments, y'all.